Lesson 47. Pennsylvania. It was not till the year 1682 that the uneventful but quietly prosperous career of Pennsylvania began. The Stuarts were again upon the throne of England. They had learned nothing from their exile, and now, with the hour of their final rejection at hand, they were as wickedly despotic as ever. William Penn was the son of an admiral, who had gained victories for England and enjoyed the favour of the royal family, as well as of the eminent statesmen of his time. The highest honours of the state would in due time have come within the young man's reach, and the brightest hopes of his future were reasonably entertained by his friends. To the dismay of all, Penn became a Quaker. It was an unspeakable humiliation to the well-connected admiral. He turned his sons out of doors, trusting that hunger would subdue his intractable spirit. After a time, however, he relented, and his youthful heretic was restored to favour. His father's influence could not shield him from persecution. Penn had suffered fine, and had lain in the Tower for his opinions. Ere long the admiral died, and Penn succeeded to his possession. It deeply grieved him that his brethren in the faith should endure such wrongs as were continually inflicted upon them. He could do nothing at home to mitigate the severities under which they groaned. Therefore he formed the great design of leading them forth to a new world. King Charles II had owed to the admiral a sum of £16,000 of arrears, and this doubtful investment had descended from the father to son. Penn offered to take payment in land, and the king readily bestowed upon him a vast region stretching westward from the river Delaware.